Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Morgan. Yeah, this is my name is Frank Montes. You all just charged me $59. It was declined, but you all charged me $59 for man health something.
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Frank Montes.
Your zip code?
77075.
77075?
77075. Yes, ma'am. 77075. I never made that transaction for 75 for health and something. I'm sorry?
Could you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't do that.
Could you verify your mailing address?
Oh, 11001-A, Forbes Road, Houston, Texas. 77075.
It looks like there was an attempt to enter a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, but that was for $5, not the $59 for what you're selling.
That's a sweepstakes. You would have to be enrolled in our meal planning app, Bite Sub.
That's not what it said. All it said is I needed to put the $5 in there. Never
that's
was there
the terms
$59 for it.
That's in the terms and conditions. You also would have had to agree to the terms and conditions. The charge was declined, so the contest wasn't entered.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, okay. Then, yeah, I need to know next time. I just need to do stuff like that. All right, man. Well, then it is. I did not go through. I'm not authorizing that the transaction.
The charge was declined.
Yes, yes, yes. Because my bank got it.
Yes, sir.
So they just told me to call you all. That way you all wouldn't try to resend it again.
The charge was declined, so I wouldn't try to bill again.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Like I said, I'm just doing what the bank told me to do, which was give you all a call. So,
yes,
but thank you very much. And now I got it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Yeah, good day. Bye-bye.